Hello, welcome to today's episode of The Bridge. My name is Terry, and I will be your guide. Perhaps you're here because you have experienced something of an awakening, a change in energy. Your awareness has changed. You have noticed that the world around you doesn't seem to make sense anymore. And you don't have a way to make sense of it. You can't seem to find anyone around you who's feeling the same way. And yet, everything seems like it's being run by people who are not sane. Don't worry. You're right where you need to be. What you have felt is the stirrings of awakening. You have felt the first pulse of the energy that is coursing over and through the earth, through all of mankind, through all of the residents of this earth and out into the universe. It is a time of awakening. And each soul will experience this awakening in their own way and in their own time. There's no right way. There is no wrong way. There simply is a time of a way of acknowledging what is happening. And understand that you are not alone in this. Imagine that you are in a movie theater packed with people. In fact, this theater contains everyone you know, everyone in your town, all of us. We are all in this movie theater together watching a movie that is very engaging. It has our rapt attention. It requires constant interaction. And I'm sure you've been in theaters before watching movies and gotten so wrapped up in the film that you forget where you are. And there is a point when the movie ends, you may have to pull yourself back and remember that you're sitting in a movie theater surrounded by people, and that what was on the screen is just a projection. It's a story that you were being told. However, this particular story, this movie that all of us are watching together, is not designed with an endpoint. It is intended to go on and on forever. And to make it easier for all of us to stay engaged in the movie, we don't even have to really get up and take care of anything outside of the movie, because the theater is designed to provide us with everything that we need. It brings us food, brings us water. Everything that our hearts may desire. Generally things that have been shown to us in the movie, quite honestly. Things that have hit our attention, things that have attracted our desire, things that are addictive. We are so enthralled with what's going on the screen. And we pride ourselves with our increase in skill as we get better and better at interacting and engaging with what's up there, that we get further and further away from the people sitting next to us. However, I suspect you are here, listening, because you have experienced a shift in your awareness, what we can call an awakening, which can be likened to returning to the conscious awareness that you are sitting in a movie theater surrounded by people. Everyone is lost in the movie. And you're not sure what to do. One of the things that you will find is that this movie theater is designed for people who are awake to be hidden from one another. There are others who have awakened. Many, many others, and more join us every day. But you may need to search. That might be the best first step. Just look for others. You can tell who they are, because when you look at them, they look back at you. Everyone else can't tear themselves away from the screen. You can tell that their eyes are looking inward, because this screen is inside. It's projected. In the inside of everyone's mind. So, when you see people looking at the screen, that is what you will encounter, is someone who can't really seem to focus on you, can't really seem to engage with what's going on around them. They're engaging with a world that only exists in their head, and that everyone very nearly everyone is doing everything they can to make real outside of themselves. Because that is really the purpose of that film. It It's not simply a video game where you interact with a make-believe world that exists only inside a computer. This is a movie, a film, a video game, an experience, a means of control, whereby the participants are actively engaged with the physical world around them and all of us. They are aware we are all aware that we are doing everything we can, because that's the way humans work. We want to do well. We want to feel good about what we've done. We want to We want to get good grades. We want praise. And the only way to get it in that world, in that movie, is by following the instructions. However, ultimately, it's revealed that it is hollow, because that sense of peace that we're seeking divine connection, that sovereignty, that is behind what we do, cannot come from an outside source. It must come from within. And that is not available to us until we disengage from the movie. And begin the process of discovering what to do when you find yourself in a crowded movie theater, surrounded by people who don't know you're there. Begin by finding the others who are awake. There are others. That will give you a sense of community, it's perfectly understandable to experience fear, confusion upon awakening. That is almost certain to happen, but you will experience it in your own way. But if you seek out the others who are awake, you may find that they have been living this way for some time, and they have already worked out some ways of living, some ways of survival, some ways of spreading. And you can move into a feeling of peacefulness and set aside your worries much more quickly if you don't have to invent all of it yourself. It will be up to you to discover your own way. Your own sense of being. Your own direction. It may take some time and some effort. Allow yourself that. Allow the time, the energy to allow yourself the time and the energy to find your way. Because the first real challenge upon awakening that you may find is that you will have to unlearn everything that you have just spent your life up until this point learning, because all of it will have been about interacting with that film, with the video game, with something that isn't reality. And it required a very different set of skills, a very different approach, a very different mindset. And it also required your absolute obedience and your every shred of energy. You may have to go through the process of teaching yourself how to think on your own. That may not be as easy as it sounds. It requires firing up and beginning to utilize a part of your brain. In fact, the larger part of your brain, which has been deactivated, powered down this whole time, because the movie that you've been watching doesn't want this part of your brain working. Your mind. Self-direction. Is squelched and discouraged and punished. So, there will be a process of unlearning the skills that you have been acquiring. And learning new skills. And how to operate. How to make your way. In the new world that you've found yourself in. Which is the reality that's been surrounding you the whole time. It's just been impossible to see because of the presence of this film being projected. And the power of it to draw us all in. You will have to be careful it is possible to sit back down in an empty seat, to get discouraged. It is possible to defeat yourself and to re-engage with the movie. I pray you hold yourself out from that. Do not allow it to happen. Please do whatever you can. To maintain your awareness and to seek out others who look back at you with clear eyes. There will be a time of discovery, very likely a time of uncertainty. Finding your way. Do not expect things to make sense immediately. It may take something of an emotional as well as a physical journey to match the spiritual journey and growth that you may be embarking on as well. Things may not make sense until you find your center. Your calling is probably the very first thing that flashed into your mind, your heart, that you felt deep in your chest. As you were experiencing the first seconds of the awakening process, when your awareness is pulled away from the nonsense interaction with the movie, it's very likely that you experienced an instant, at least. It maybe have been prolonged, but oh, a moment, a sensation of, oh my God, I can finally leave this nonsense alone and focus on something else. I can finally put my energy toward what has always been my dream. If you can reconnect with that, hold that image, that feeling, that sensation, that clarity, that direction. That calling, that purpose. Return to that and hold it in your heart. And use that as your guide. That is the only guidepost you need as you go through each day. Do not judge yourself if you have not completed somehow the journey back to that center point for you. It will take however long it takes, and you will tread the path that you tread to get there. But things are not likely to make sense until you arrive at the point of peace. That comes when you have settled. You have accepted who you are, and you have stopped seeking outside of yourself for what has always been there within. Just like the people have always been surrounding you in the theater. As long as you were watching the movie, you did not know they were there. Even though they've been there the whole time, this guidance, this light, this sense of purpose has always been within you. This is the reason you came to this life, and it is not something that can be lost. It cannot be driven out of you somehow. This is a part of you, and it is your core. It cannot be lost. However, it can be obscured. We can be pulled away from our center and trained to pursue a life that has been handed to us by someone else. But it can't ever feel right. It cannot ever provide genuine fulfillment. It can simply be a way to pass time and earn a living in your interaction with the movie. Until you allow yourself, until you give yourself permission to simply be who that is deep inside of your heart, a vision that has never left you. But you've very likely been told that that's ridiculous. You can't be that. Yes, you can. In fact, You can't really be anything else. Anything else you try to be is just pretending. And it feels like it. Until you give yourself permission to be that, accept it, and love yourself for it. All the way to your core. You won't be able to find peace. Simply use that as a guidepost as a daily guidepost. Allow yourself to be happy on the journey. You don't need to wait for things to be perfect or just so in order to feel happy. You deserve to feel happy. God wants you to be happy. God is rooting for you and the universe is conspiring on your behalf. You are surrounded by well-wishers and abundant resources. That have been provided, all you have to do is recognize it and utilize it as you find it, as you need it. But remember that life is a journey that will never be completed. Even death is not a completion. It's simply a transition. A shifting in form. But if you begin each day by acknowledging what is, the true reality of around, what is around you, who is around you, what is, and carry yourself in such a way that each step you take moves you toward your center. Then that is enough guidance. Treading this path eventually will lead you to your center, what you can call home. Which is the sense of peace that arrives when you accept yourself for who you are and love that being with all your heart. On that day, you can stop seeking. For you will have found. My hope is that this recording, these words, this message may help you. If you have experienced this, if you have suddenly found yourself awake in a movie theater full of people who can't see you, I hope this can help you find a sense of peace. If it helps you, perhaps you can pass it along to others. I bid you good travels.